pay the rate demand construction workers Alistair Tice, Socialist Party Yorkshire. Pay the rate, pay the rate, chanted 200 engineering construction workers protesting outside the new biomass power station being built in Rotherham, South Yorkshire. The blockade by members of General Union's GMB, Unite and Building Union UKIT stopped work on the site for the day. The rate under National Industry Agreement should be £16 to £64 an hour. But the largely migrant workforce is being paid 9 an hour, about £7. With around half the protesters unemployed at the current time, it's no wonder they are angry at the exploitation of migrant labor at the expense of local employment. This is just the start, said union officials, with similar protests taking place on the same day, the 1st of March, in Wales and Scotland. The Engineering Construction Union's National Shop Stewards Forum meets on 15-16 March, and should call more coordinated protests and a national one-day strike. How can the bosses get away with this race to the bottom? The local Labour Council gave planning consent in 2011, but made no provision for adherence to collective agreements or local employment. Babcock and Wilcox Vallon BWV and Interserve were contracted to design, construct and then operate the plant. BWV refused the trade union's demand that the project include the terms of a national construction industry agreement. The company then subcontracted the construction of the boiler to a Croatian firm, the same company that unions caught underpaying migrant workers last year at a power station in Yorkshire. Because that job came under the national agreement, unions were able to force the company to repay every euro they owed their workers, only to find out from a worker via email that when they got back to Croatia, also an EU member, the money was retaken from their wages under duress. The European Union Posted Workers Directive only gives workers posted to work temporarily in another EU country the protection of the host country's minimum standards, meaning bosses can pay below the rate and legally get away with it, if not covered by the agreement. So much for the Trade Union Congress claim that the EU protects workers. No wonder nearly every construction worker wants out of the boss's EU. The overwhelming attitude was to stop the exploitation of migrant workers by trying to get them to join a union and a united fight against the bosses and demanding hard-won terms and conditions. Many of the protesters had been involved in the 2009 Lindsey oil refinery strikes, the last time industry workers protested across the country. They recognized that struggle would have to be repeated to win again,